Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so blessed and so truly grateful that you are taking the time to study the Word of God. It is the most important book in the world. It is a living testament of the Almighty God of the universe who created us, gave us life and breath, who sustains our life, and then also wants us to live in a manner that's pleasing to Him. He reveals Himself. He reveals His Son Jesus in the Bible, and that's why we study it, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and many times word by word. We want to gain as much as we can from the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit is our true teacher, and that's why we go to the Heavenly Father in prayer as we begin our study. So let's pray today. Heavenly Father, it is a joy every time we can come and sit before You and Your Word, knowing that You want to speak to our hearts and minds, to guide us in our life into Your truth by Your Holy Spirit, and to know that You will empower us to live by Your Spirit as well. What a joy. What can we say that will even begin to say thank You, O Heavenly Father, for Your Word, the Bible? We bless You today. We invite You to be among us. We know that You are. And we're grateful for You, and we are so, in the name of Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Door of the Sheep. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 7. The apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke to them. And in chapter 10 and verse 7 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheep," where we read, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." The verse reads, "Then said Jesus unto them again." John began with the words, "Then said Jesus," which means therefore, wherefore, and these things being so, uttered, declared, and proclaimed, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, unto them again, or to the people listening to him another time. John shared, because the people did not understand what Jesus was telling them, he began to speak to the people yet another time. The verse continues, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." John added the words, "Verily, verily," which means truly, truly, or surely, surely, "I say unto you," or "I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to you," people who are listening to him, "I am the door," which means I, Jesus, exist as the opening and passageway of the sheep, or belonging to the four-footed tame animals which are accustomed to graze. John shared how Jesus certifiably stated that he was the passageway to the sheep. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover how Jesus deemed himself to be the door of the sheep, as he used this agrarian example another time. The people did not understand Jesus' words concerning sheep hearing the shepherd's voice, so he added that he was in fact the door to the sheep. Often at night, shepherds would make a barrier out of bramble bushes or whatever they could find to encircle their sheep. Then they would lay down at the entrance of that circle like a door or passageway so that no sheep could go out nor could a predator come in. In other words, the shepherd was the protector and provider for the sheep, and they would have to cross his body to exit his care. God sent his Son Jesus to be the great shepherd and the door for anyone to enter into a personal relationship with him. Those who believe in Jesus become his sheep and shall be under his care. Those who do not will exist basically on their own. And woe be to those who attempt to make entry into the kingdom of God through any other door. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.